Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. This is a show where we talk about retirement planning. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. How much more can we spend on our road to economic recovery? According to Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen, they say we've spent a lot, but we're probably going to spend a lot more. We're going to hear from them in a few minutes, but Fox Business News even says that our national debt is on track to pass $30 trillion by the end of the year. So that's our topic right now. Eric can help you learn what you can do to protect your retirement money. Here's the number you need to know, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear about the blueprint to worry less wealth today. We talk about this every week on our show. Getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. And this is something Eric offers you. It's complimentary. Reach out to us at 800-454-1184. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. And yeah, it's definitely a little scary times in terms of the future here. We've been spending like crazy and it doesn't seem like anything's stopping. So from 2017 to 2020, the national debt went from 20 trillion to 27 trillion with the Trump tax cuts. Mm-hmm. And then only the first, that was only included the first of the three now stimulus bills. So, yeah, it is one of those big questions of, you know, how long can you keep charging your credit card before the bank cancels it?
Right? I know. I just think if that were me personally, I'd be having a heart attack, you know, yep. Knowing. And that, you know, that's our money. We're going to have to end up paying that back. So somebody else is handling, you know, the government's handling our money. So I thought we'd start with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, because he did tell the House Committee on Financial Services the worst was avoided. There are some glimmers of hope, though, in some sectors. Here he is.
Household spending on goods has risen notably so far this year, although spending on services remains low, especially in sectors that typically require in-person gatherings. The housing sector has more than fully recovered from the downturn, while business investment and manufacturing production have also picked up.
All right. And then Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told that same committee she's hopeful recovery is on the horizon, but the task is still daunting.
Well, we're seeing signs of recovery. We should be clear-eyed about the hole we're digging out of. The country is still down nearly 10 million jobs from its pre-pandemic peak. When Congress passed the CARES and Consolidated Appropriations Acts last year, it gave the government some powerful tools to address the crisis. But upon taking office, I worried they weren't powerful enough. After all, there were and still are some very deep pockets of pain in the data.
Oh, my goodness. And then what does she think we need? More federal spending. So, Eric, whenever we look at that debt clock, you go to the website, U.S. debt clock. Oh, my gosh, it scares me because just, you know, second by second, it's just going up. How much attention should we be paying to this national debt? What do you think?
Well, the big answer there is how much exposure do you have to it, right? It's just like any sort of diversification. You know, if you have way too much in one stock or way too much in one fund, you know, you typically want to diversify that, right? Well, have you done your tax allocation risk? What do I mean by that? You know, there's different types of money, right? There's ones that are tax-free. That's the best, right? Because you don't pay any tax. There's just taxable, meaning it's just taxable year by year, which is kind of like your money in the bank accounts and other things, even though you make almost no interest. So it's almost tax-free just because of the lack of making any money. And then you've got tax deferred. And the tax deferred part is stuff that's not being taxed now, but maybe would be the gains would be taxed later. And then there's the tax deductible tax deferred, which is stuff like your 401ks and IRAs. And so if you're putting a ton of money, I mean, often when I see people, you know, around here that they've typically got anywhere between 70 and 90% of all their funds in stuff that the government, a stroke of a pen, can lower your returns by just taking more in taxes, right? So if all of a sudden, you know, just to keep the math easy, if you had $1 million and the tax rate was, say, 20%, that means you owe 200 grand. If all of a sudden that tax rate becomes 25%, well, you know, now that $1 million, it's $250,000 that you owe on that. And how much more return did you need to make? It doesn't matter, right? Because if you make more return, they're going to still get that 5% more tax. And so the only way to fix that is to get out of the game, stop playing the game, start getting smarter, and, you know, just do something different and, you know, get that money out of the tax system. So, you know, that's really one of the big keys is looking at that and figure out what should I be doing. And so, you know, one of the reports we can send you actually is, you know, taxes and retirement and how's it going to affect you? Because there is a big tax storm coming and you want to be prepared for it. Just like any storm, you need to be very prepared for. So, you know, if you want to get a copy of that report, all you have to do is text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to Wealth Creator Radio and request it right there.
Now, the Biden administration, of course, this $3 trillion bill about infrastructure, of course, it includes stuff about the environment and housing, education, healthcare, all of that to be funded by tax increases on wealthy corporations. I don't know, Eric, if we're worried about potential impacts that these proposals might have on us, what do we need to be doing right now?
Well, again, just relook at your portfolio, look at, you know, how things are doing. A lot of people have gotten addicted to large company stocks and dividend paying stocks and so forth. And those were horrible, actually, in the 2000 decade, but they were fantastic in the 2010s. Well, you know, if all of a sudden they're having a tax rate hit, and those are going to be a lot of the ones that get hit, there may be some changes there. So again, you might want to look at your exposure, look at your risk level, what is your risk number, and know what that risk score is. And that's, you know, one of the things we actually have up on wealthcreatorradio.com is actually a way to find out your risk score and then compare it to your portfolio. But again, you know, you really want to know what risk level you have, because it may change some of the stocks for sure.
Eric, Forbes says there are several smart ways to get tax-free income in retirement. Is that true, or is that just a gimmick?
Well, there's gimmicks and there's real things. So, you know, moving more money to Roth, Roth IRAs, after-tax 401ks converted to Roth. There's a lot of great tax benefits you can do there, and those are very real. You know, you have to watch out for the laser fund or other dorky, gimmicky names that are really misusing, you know, products. And a lot of people on other radio shows, unfortunately, are sometimes talking about these things. But, you know, the base product, the real product they're talking about that they don't want to mention by name is overfunded life insurance. And that can be a great tool if you have it designed right and if you've got enough timeline. You can build up a lot of tax-free cash in there and have access to it before you're 59 and a half. But, you know, again, yeah, you want to watch out for those gimmicks and make sure it's real.
Yeah, make sure it's real. Fox Business News, as I said, they are expecting the national debt to pass $30 trillion by the end of this year. And as I said, Eric, the Biden administration has big spending plans to contribute to the federal debt. You know, a lot of tax increases on the corporations and the wealthy to try to offset all this federal spending.
Well, imagine how fast your life savings could shrink if you don't have a strategy in place to protect against higher taxes. I mean, if that's one of the only things for listeners today to get, that would be, you know, a huge benefit, is just knowing how much are you going to be paying in taxes in retirement. So if you want to find out a little bit more about that, you know, you can just give us a call, 800-454-1184, and we can help you go through those retirement accounts, look at that tax liability, talk about some of those tax strategies. And we actually even have a report where we can just take your 1040, scan it in, and instantly we get back a report saying how many different issues you have on your tax return, what things should you be fixing. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. It's just for the radio listeners today. If you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Just leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And as always, Eric has so much more to share with you about retirement planning. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Thanks for joining us. So we know interest rates are near low record levels right now, so it can be a little alarming for people in retirement. It's great for people who are buying homes, things like that. But, you know, you'd think, I should just put my money in an envelope or stash it under a mattress and I'll be fine, you know, make just as much money as it's making at the bank. But a Missouri man, Eric, learned the hard way that there is another risk with stashing cash around your home. Mice ended up eating some of his savings. So he went to get his money and there were holes in it. His bank, I guess, was able to reassemble the bills. He was reimbursed by the U.S. Mint for about $1,000. So he got lucky. I didn't even know they would do that. So I want to talk about how low interest rates are frustrating and how they can impact our retirement savings over time.
Yeah. So, you know, the low rate environment we've been in was been there for what, a decade now and or more, and then of course with the COVID crisis it dropped even lower, and the Fed's supposedly going to keep it down until 2023, so it's no time soon are we going to be going back up. And so what does that mean? Well, it means investing in bond funds is going to be awful, because rates are either going to suck for a while and stay low, and then when the rates finally go up, the bond values will lose money, so that's not so great. Savings accounts at banks and places like that, you know, if you go to online savings accounts, there's a few companies out there that are paying, you know, maybe 1 to 1.5%, but still that's, you know, nothing, right? And then, of course, the 10-year treasury has been riding around 1% or so also. So there's a lot of places where you can barely make anything. And so that's when a lot of times you have to be a little bit more creative. I mean, you do still want to have money in an emergency fund, right? You still want to have something that has 3 to 6, you know, months of savings there for expenses. But once you go beyond that, don't leave it in some place that's not earning anything. That's when you got to start changing how you're behaving and what you're going to do with that money. And, you know, that's when you really need to move it into something that's going to be better long term. And, you know, a lot of times that's where insurance companies are coming in with a lot better products. And often, you know, it sounds funny, they're paying 300% more, right? Because 3% compared to 1% is 300% more. So it's not that much more, but it is still a lot more over time for sure.
So the Feds are saying they're going to keep the rates this low until about 2023. So how are you helping your retirees navigate right now through this low interest rate environment?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, there's 3 types of money that everybody should have. And so there's the market money, which is the risk stuff, right? And stocks and bonds. Then there's foundational. And usually when people talk about low interest rates, we're talking about the foundational money. You know, that's stuff that's guaranteed. So that's either insurance companies and banks, you know, credit unions or the U.S. Treasury. Banks and the U.S. Treasury and credit unions are all right around 1% or lower. So that only leaves insurance companies, and they can be a great source for having some extra money, you know, especially for your retirement dollars. I mean, you can earn just about 3% for 5 years. There's some other ones that are indexing with the market, but they don't have any risk of losing principal. You know, those ones on over time should go between 3% and 7%, and most clients I've seen have averaged around 5 or 6 or somewhere around there. Obviously, it varies. You know, then there's also steady income money, which is in between guaranteed and market money. This is stuff that's not daily traded in the market typically. It's stuff that's often real estate or debt funds or something like that, and most of those are paying 5% to 7%. And so again, it's what are you looking for? What's the goal for that money? When do you need the money back? And then that's when you should be figuring out where to put the money, not the other way around. And And sadly, a lot of people don't realize that. And, you know, so that's why we've come up with the way to help people, you know, figure out all these different things. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, you can actually do on our website is you can take a risk score and you can actually find out what your risk score is. It's a number from 1 to 99. And then we can actually compare it to your portfolio. And, you know, if you get that free risk, you know, it's risk assessment, it tells you, okay, am I on the huge roller coaster that's going crazy and flipping and spinning and stopping and going forward and backward and all that stuff? Or am I on the little baby roller coaster or somewhere in between? But what you do need to know is you need to know before the crash, before all this market mania goes away, what's going to happen and where are you going to be left when all these things start going back to normal? So again, that's the time is now to figure that out, not after it's already happened, because it's already happened by then. So if you want to give us a call, we can help you with that. And or you can even go online and do it online too. So either way. But yeah, give us a call, 800-454-1184. If you want to set up a time just to do that free risk score and analysis. Again, 800-454-1184 or online directly to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is here to guide you. So, Eric, you can find a lot of articles about retirement planning, you know, that talk about all those guidelines, like the 60-40 portfolio rule or the 4% rule, things like that. Could you explain why, with today's economy and these low interest rates, we maybe should think twice before relying on these basic rules of thumb?
Well, so the 60-40, what is the 40 to refer to? It refers to bonds. Uh-huh. And so bond funds are, you know, these are debt from typically companies or could be governments, and they're paying you back interest. You know, there should be, you know, if they loan you, if you're borrowing money and you pay it back, there shouldn't be any gains or losses on it. But most of these bonds are tradable. So that means as rates change or go up and down, you may have a gain or loss also. And a lot of these bonds are often quite long, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. So yeah, if interest rates change, then you can have losses on those. The other thing, too, is if you're one of those target date funds in like your 401k or something where it's the, you know, whatever, the 2030 or 2040 fund, those funds, by definition, are some sort of mix like that, where they have so much in stocks and then so much in bonds. And as you get closer to that age, they have more and more in bonds. So your portfolio isn't as volatile. But the problem is those aren't going to earn much. I mean, last year they all did very well because of the rates dropping down. Well, when the rates drop to zero, they ain't going to go lower, right? So they're already at the bottom. So you can't go lower than what they are now. So that means the only possible solution is having them go back up at some point way down the road and you'll have losses. So yeah, I think right now is probably one of the most dangerous times to have over-reliance on bonds. But you also don't want to take a ton of risk. And the reason why people do bonds is they're lower risk. So that's when you have to start looking at foundational money type of stuff, steady income monies. You need to look at stuff outside of normal market funds to really, really take care of yourself.
Eric, you mentioned how people can go to your website and do their risk score, take the assessment and figure out what their risk score is. So investing in the markets does seem like a good way to try to generate income. Okay, they're probably going to get higher returns than just, you know, the interest rates in the bank. But I want to talk about the risk that is involved in investing. Should retirees still have a portion of their retirement assets invested in the market?
Yeah, you have to have money growing always. I mean, you know, you're either growing or dying, as the saying goes, right? And, you know, so you don't want your money to be dying, definitely not before you do, right? So so you still want that. But yeah, you do want to mitigate the risk, because the part that a lot of people who are working don't fully get is, you know, you hear this mantra of, oh, just hang in there, wait till the market comes back. You can't do that when you're retired. When you're retired and you need that check next month to pay your bills and get food and do things and all that type of stuff, you can't just wait. And so what happens is if there's a market crash and your money's down, it doesn't matter. You're going to probably need to have some of that money. And legally, you may have to be required by law if you're over 72 to take that money out and pay the tax on it. So yeah, you may not even have the option of not whether or not to touch it. So that's why you have to tone down the risk. And that's why you have to add these foundational steady income monies to that market money. And that's a critical thing in retirement.
So do you think our low interest rate situation right now kind of highlights why it's really important to have a little bit of money invested in the market?
I do, but also the other risk that we run is there's a lot of signs that are pointing to more and more inflation. And if inflation starts coming back up, then that means some of the stocks and other things may not do as quite as well. That's where real estate assets, other things could be inflation protected. So we do actually have retirement income strategies. It's a report about how interest rates play a role in your retirement and how that's going to affect you going forward. And yeah, so that's something where all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184, or go online directly and request it there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant. So he will help you and give you solid, independent advice. He has the education behind him to help you in retirement. Now, we know there's always challenges in life. It's not going to change in retirement either. But we can't control things like interest rates, like what we're seeing right now. We can come up with solutions, though, to work around them. So let's talk about potential solutions to this challenge of low interest rates right now, Eric.
Yeah. So again, it always goes back to what's the timeline and when do you need the money, right? Yeah, there's a couple different ways to do this. There's things like, fixed annuities from insurance companies that pay, a lot higher rates than banks. And traditionally, it's been about 1% to 2% has always been the spread, the difference of, how much more they're paying. So there's a little bit just difference in terms of type of money and such. If you're talking about retirement dollars, there's really no difference. If you're talking about regular dollars, there might be a big difference because one's tax deferred and you can't touch it till 59 and a half. So it may not be as great a deal for people who are younger. And then, there's other things like what I like to call steady income funds, where these are real estate related or sometimes debt related type funds, and those are usually paying 5% to 7%. So, there are other ways other than the stock market to get some better interest, to get some better options for you, and really it's tough to be educated about that. And often some of these deals are things that are not open to the retail investor. So unfortunately, a lot of stuff still in the financial world is not open to everybody. And so, that's where sometimes talking to somebody like myself can say, hey, here's these funds and here's these options and these opportunities. And you can get a lot more access than you can on your own. So it's always good to get that information and find out more. And, that's why I always tell people, just give us a call and, mm-hmm. and they can, talk to us and just find out what their concerns are and does it make sense for them.
So you said there's a lot of different options for where we can put our money, but how do you help someone figure out their appropriate course of action, Eric?
Well, the hardest part is about being a financial advisor is people always want to ask you stuff, right? It's like, you're a doctor,
yes.
Can you, this, the old joke, right? It always hurts my arm when I do, then don't stop doing that, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with financial advisors, like, what's a hot stock or should I be doing this or that? Or, that's fine for people to ask that. But the hard part is in reality, it's like those dumb drug ads. It's like, ask your doctor about this. It's like, no, because I have no condition about that. So why am I going to ask my doctor about some pointless condition I don't even have? But they always have to say that, right? And so really what you're trying to figure out is where does this all fit in? And you need to have an overall plan. If you have an overall plan, it's easy to judge whether or not that helps you get there or does it hurt you from getting there, right? So That's the main thing you want to be looking at is this the right tool for the job or not? And you know, one of the big ones too is when do you need that money back, right? So if this is, you know, say something you want to buy a house with and you might need to do that in a year or two, then you don't want something that's going to be locked up for 5 years, right? So there's simple things like that too that you need to be paying attention to. And along with tax benefits, a lot of them have better tax benefits, but then you're giving them some liquidity. So again, it's always about how does it fit into your overall plan? What's the goal for the asset?
So if someone is buying an annuity, okay, if that makes sense in their situation, how do you help someone find that right annuity for them? Because there's all different kinds of annuities available.
Yeah, I mean, the best ads in the world are those ones where, you know, Fisher Investment talks about, you know, I hate annuities and you should too, mm-hmm. or buyers beware about annuities or don't buy annuities. And you know, well, guess what? They don't sell it. Well, okay. Of course, you're not going to like a product you don't sell because that's going to take money away from your fees. And so, so why do they not like it? Just because it's harder to scale. It's harder to do a big business with that. So that's not necessarily the client's best interest. And when you look at a lot of these financial studies that colleges have done, they're saying more and more now that there is no way to retire successfully without having some money guaranteed, having some assets guaranteed. So you just don't mess things up, right? So so really, you know, when we're talking about annuities, typically we're not talking about immediate annuities. Those are stuff like the pension or Social Security where you're turning on that money today. Really what we're talking about is these deferred ones, meaning it's just another type of investment, another type of savings tool where you're going to put money and let it sit for a while and percolate and keep getting bigger and bigger, right? And so, you know, the types of annuities you want to usually be looking for, the biggest benefits I think of annuities are guarantee of principal and hopefully good interest. And so there's the fixed kind, which are kind of like a CD, really. They're just going to give you a set interest rate for a set period of time, pretty simple. But the ones that are indexing with the markets, I mean, those can sometimes have double-digit growth years when the market does great. And when the market goes negative double digits, you don't lose a dime. And so those are better than bonds, I think. That's what I use those for. I don't use them to offset the stock market risk. I use them to offset the bond market risk. And, you know, so again, it's whether or not you're using the right tool. Now, if you're using variable annuities, I have no idea why somebody's recommending those. Those just have tons of fees and costs. I would say probably 95% of the time, they're not in the client's best interest. It's pretty rare to find some that are actually in the best interest of the client. So those are the ones that you gotta really watch out for, is the variable kind. So, you know, again, that's why we meet with people. That's why we talk to people and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money, worry less about what product and how to earn higher interest, and more about how to have fun and do stuff and enjoy life. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and just set up a call with us, we'll just kind of go over your situation, see what you're worried about. And then we can actually waive our planning fee, our $1,500 planning fee. And we're just going to give you that actual plan that says, here's what path you're on. Here's your income, your investment, your taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. Whether or not you know you had one, we'll tell you what it is. And then we'll show you, hey, here's some issues you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to hire us to do that or if you want to do that on your own. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to take the time and really take charge of your financial future. So if you want to do that, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where they give you solid financial advice at Heckman Financial. What about other issues like taxes, Eric? Do you think people are aware of the benefits of proactive tax planning?
They should, right? but often they're not. I mean, often most people are reacting and not proactively planning, right? So that's the problem. And so lots of times, you know, like one I see a lot is, especially people who are either retired or getting close to retiring, you know, they may have a lot of money in the bank and CDs and other things, and they don't need the money. They're never going to touch the money. And they're earning a pathetic, you know, 0.5% or 0.1% or something stupid. And they're still paying taxes on that piddly amount of interest that they got. And so yeah, we've actually got a report, a quick report that we can send you. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton of O2 Mortgage. Great to have you here, Drew.
Really great to be here, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things right now, of course, is rates are, you know, still down massively compared to, you know, historic norms. I mean, twos and threes were never norms. You know, it was always five, sixes, and sevens, right? So a lot of people are saying, hey, do I really need a refi? Obviously, my property value has gone up very likely, you know, from maybe the last time I refinanced. But I got a great rate. Is it really worth it? And then how do you compare them? And, you know, what are all these like great deals that look so good on online? And then, you know, you try to go apply and you find out there's all these fees maybe. So, you know, give us kind of some insight about should people be looking to do that? What's, you know, is there any sort of good rule of thumb of when it makes sense to do that? Or, you know, what should people be thinking about if they should refinance or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the easiest and hardest answer to that question is it all depends, right?
Yep.
So my bias is towards, you know, connecting with somebody who's going to take your specific scenario, your goals, your financial plans, and making sure that your mortgage fits those plans. We can get you the absolute lowest interest rate if you'd like. And I run into this a lot. You know, people say, well, what's the lowest interest rate you've got? Well, 2%. Do you want that? And, you know, they get really excited because, you know, maybe they've talked to other lenders and it's, you know, 2.5 or 3% or whatever it might be. But the trouble is, it's really hard to compare interest rates because maybe my 2% is paying some very large fees and the other guy is actually giving you a credit. So how do you compare those, right? So there's a lot of information out there. And like you said, you know, you've got online advertisements, lots of different things. So, you know, be aware of that.
And so when you're trying to compare those online things, I mean, yeah, one is fees and costs or, you know, like they'll tell you rate and APR. So, you know, maybe touch on that difference. And then what, you know, like if you are paying big fees, obviously that, like you said, that goes back to your plan. I mean, if you're going to move in a year or two, that probably wouldn't make sense. So, you know, maybe touch on that part
of
things.
Right. Yeah. I mean, APR is a tool out there that's there to help you compare two interest rates, right? It's trying to compare apples to apples as close as you can, right? So in the scenario that I just gave you, you know, the 2% versus let's say the 2.5 or 3%, you know, the 2%, you're probably paying some very large fees, and maybe the 2.5 or 3%, you aren't maybe getting a credit. So how do you compare that? And the industry standard would be APR, right? It's the annual percentage rate. And the difference there, and it's a good intent. The trouble is with an APR, it assumes that you are going to keep the loan for the entire time, right? For 30 years, right? And it assumes that you're going to you know, that there's no inflation, right? Money today is worth the same as it was 30 years ago or 30 years from now. And it also assumes that the interest, the interim interest, so the amount of interest that you pay on the loan just to kind of catch up on things, is part of the fees, which is really troubling because it means the day that something's quoted, it would change, even though the terms are all the same. So I'll try to illustrate that better. If I quote you an interest rate and say, here's the fees, and then here's the APR, if I quote it to you on the 30th of June, it's going to be different than the 15th of July, right? Because even if everything stays the same, the interest is going to be different because of the time that you're closing. So APR is good, but it's not perfect.
Well, if you're paying large fees and if they're spreading that over 30 years and you're maybe going to be there 5 years, then obviously that 2% rate that may have a would likely have a much higher APR because you have some fees there could be even way higher if you tried to do that over that 5 year time period, right? So
yeah, and I think you know we don't have to make it that complicated, right? The way that I typically run numbers for my clients is okay, what interest rate are we looking at? What are the fees? And we're talking all the one-time fees, right? So the any points
or no fees. You can also do no fee, right?
Or no fees. Because the way it works is there's actual cost for the loan, and then there's either a point or a credit for the interest rate chosen, right? And so that's where you really want an expert to get in there with you and say, okay, here's the gamut of possibilities. And let's try to solve this for your scenario. If you say, Drew, in 2 years, I'm going to retire. I'm moving out, right? I'm going to go somewhere else and sell the home. Well, then, you know, that long payoff period of, let's say, 5 years or 10 years before this really makes sense, it doesn't work for you, right? You should probably be looking at a no cost or a very low cost refi. Where someone says, Drew, we bought our dream home last year. You know, this is where we're going to raise your kids. We're going to stay here forever. Well, then they may want to look at a more long-term approach. So it's really, you know, again, trying to fit that for the individual.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess there's a couple things, right? One is maybe your home values shot up more, so you could, you know, do a cash out refi or, you know, rate and term. So maybe talk about that, those kind of two jargony things and what's the differences between those and why it may make sense or not. And I guess another thing I should point out is a lot of people still don't know this, that when the Trump tax law kicked in, they got rid of the home equity line of credit deductibility on that interest, you know, unless you can prove it was 100% done for just, you know, improvements to your house. So if somebody's charged a kid's tuition on their home equity line, it might be a good time to combine those, right? So yeah, maybe touch on all that. Right.
That's a very good point. Yeah. So the two basic types of refinances would be the rate and term, which you're changing the rate and or the term of the loan, or
but not getting any money, right? On the rate and
not
term,
getting any money. Getting, no. Yeah, yeah. You're just redoing your loan. You're changing the rate or the term, and then kind of resetting it up. A cash out loan, you're actually pulling equity out of your home, increasing your loan amount, and then putting that equity somewhere. Typically, a cash out loan is going to cost a little bit more in interest rate than a rate and term loan, but there may be really good reasons for a cash out loan, right? Eric, you mentioned, you know, possibly combining a home equity line of credit and a first mortgage into one loan. You know, you've got the tax benefits on the conversion from home equity to the one loan, but you may also have, you know, the variable interest rate. Sometimes those equity lines are actually higher than a typical mortgage. You know, the interest rates are typically interest only, where a fixed cash out loan would typically be principal and interest. So those would be big benefits. You know, if you're doing a remodel on a home, if you are, you know, let's say you maybe have some debts that you want to consolidate, a mortgage is a good place to look for those things and see if you have a possibility, especially with the fact that, you know, if you've owned your home for a few years, you've realized some very good appreciation for the most part. So looking at, again, a rate and term, just changing the rate or the term, trying to lower your payments typically, or a cash out, trying to either consolidate, pull money out, do something with that money. You know, obviously, if you want to just pull out your money and put it in the bank because that makes you feel good, you may want to talk to Eric about some better options with that money. But yes, pulling money out, and hopefully that money is going to do something for you because you will be paying interest on it, of course.
So, you know, if somebody wants to have that, you know, that analysis, what's the best way for them to kind of give you a call and set that up and you know, have that time to with an expert to really know they've got the best deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call, 408-610-3210. You know, let us know what questions you have. Give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210, and that's O2 Mortgage. And again, we're happy to give you any advice you guys have questions on.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him. And it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the Sierra foothills or someplace like that where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income, not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this or how am I going to survive and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage,
yeah,
right? And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments. How are we going to keep that money, some of it guaranteed safe from loss? And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.